Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerky. On this evening's show, we'll celebrate the birthdays of Regis Philbin and the National Park Service and take some medicine. To get us started, last week on August 24th in 1950, Somebody Knows, the summer replacement for the radio show Suspense, was heard for the final time on radio. The program offered a reward of $5,000 for information that led to the solving of crimes. Here's what the opening of the show sounded like.
You out there, you who think you've committed the perfect crime, the perfect murder, that there are no clues, no witnesses, that your identity is unknown. Listen.
Somebody knows.
Yes, you, wherever you may be, no matter where you're hiding, somewhere, sometime, someone listening to this program is going to bring you to justice. Yes.
Somebody knows.
Columbia Broadcasting System presents Somebody Knows.
So here to commemorate Somebody Knows are some rapidly rotating records about knowing, beginning with Ben Selvin and his orchestra.
Thank you. does my heart beat now? Why is the world sweet now you and I know? There is a glow all around us like a new dawn breaking. Is it romance waking you and I know? Oh, this ecstasy that makes me cry, it will stay with me until I die. Easy to see, we were fated never to be lonely. Love such as this, only you and I know.
December of 1929, Libby Holman and More Than You Know, written by Billy Rose, Edward Eliscue, and Vincent Humans. Then it was Dick McDonough and his orchestra with vocal by Howard Phillips and You and I Know, recorded September 2nd, 1937. Howard Phillips was born April 12, 1909, in New York City. He got his first singing job on radio in 1930 and was a freelance vocalist with many bands during the 30s, both on record and live. He was also a composer and lyricist, and for several years was the creative director for NBC Radio. We began the show with Ben Selvin and his orchestra with an unknown vocalist on the musical question, How Am I to Know? How Am I to Know was written by Dorothy Parker and Jack King and was recorded by Columbia on August 13, 1929, so that record just had its 74th birthday a couple of weeks ago. I'm Glenn Robison, a few years short of my 74th birthday, and the name of the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. Vintage music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Last week, on August 24th, in 1853, the American Pharmaceutical Association held its first convention in Philadelphia with 20 delegates. The association is still serving pharmacy today, and this year's convention was held in New Orleans, I imagine with considerably more than 20 delegates. So here to commemorate the American Pharmaceutical Association are some rapidly rotating records about medicine, beginning with Johnny Marvin. Thank you.
believe it, boy.
Phyllis Robbins with Orlando and his Glen Eagles Hotel Orchestra in 1937 and Love is Good for Anything That Ails You, written by Matty Melnick and Cliff Friend. That was preceded by the South Memphis Jug Band and Dr. Medicine, recorded by Vocalion on August 3, 1933. The South Memphis Jug Band was comprised of Jack Kelly on guitar, Dan Sane also on guitar, and Will Batts on fiddle. The jug blower was D.M. Dr. Higgs, a practicing herb doctor who inspired the tune. We began that medicinal set with Johnny Marvin with Nat Shilkret and the Victor Orchestra, and I'm the Medicine Man for the Blues from July 15th, 1929.
This is KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and you're listening to Glenn Robison's Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s.
If you have a favorite song or artist that you'd like to hear on the show, all you have to do is send an email. You can send your requests or comments about the show to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, or you can send good old-fashioned cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. It's time now for This Week in Recording History. Yes, that's the part of the show where we play records that were recorded this past week in years past. I love this next record. Here's Claire Maggett and the Hi-Hatters.
Thank you.
everybody dance. Why don't you try to foxtrot your troubles away? Everybody dance. Stop finding faults, just walls, when the skies are so gray. And while you're dancing, whisper, I adore you. But if you're bashful, let the music say it for you. Dance and simply say, okay, any way the wind blows. Up on your toes, turn a rainbow into dancing shoes. On with the music, off with the blues, and dance. Everybody dance and dance and dance.
Some rapidly rotating records recorded this past week in history. We began the set with Claire Maggett and the Hi-Hatters, conducted by Leonard Joy, and You Can't Believe My Eyes, from the first national picture Footlights and Fools, written by Al Bryan and George W. Meyer. That was recorded by Victor on August 29, 1929. Then it was Miff Mole's Molars, including Red Nichols, Pee Wee Russell, Fud Livingston, Adrian Rollini, Arthur Schutt, Dick McDonough, Eddie Lang, and Vic Burton, and original Dixieland One Step, written by Nick LaRocca and recorded August 30th, 1927. And we just heard Billy Maron and his Commanders, with Billy Maron providing the vocal on Everybody Dance from August 24th, 1936. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records, Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, streaming online at KISL.org, and available on demand anytime at all online at RadioFreeWorld.com. Last week, on August 25th in 1916, the U.S. National Park Service was created. Today, there are 388 park areas administered by the National Park Service, including the Edison National Historic Site in West Orange, New Jersey. So here to commemorate the National Park Service are some rapidly rotating records about parks, beginning with the Brock Sisters.
Thank you. little tree in the park. No one else around but you and me in the dark. Just 5 minutes from your doorstep, await the doorstep to come along. And the city's roar becomes a song. While I'm waiting, I discover more in your charms. Suddenly I turn around and you're in my arms. If there's a moon above you, I'll carve I love you upon the bark, underneath our little tree inside the park.
Heading in the dark. First you walk a little, then you talk a little, and then you steal a little kiss. Heave a little sigh, act a little shy. Snuggle just a little, then you hug a little, and cuddle up and whisper this. Come on, there's a lovely moon, we can't disappoint him. Come on, don't you know it's June, and everybody's got somebody. Petting in the park, petting in the dark. Dad and mother did it, but we admit it, I'm petting in the park with you. Thank you.
That record, Albert Wynn and his Gut Bucket 5 and Parkway Stomp from October 9th, 1928. Parkway Stomp was preceded by Al Boley with Ray Noble's orchestra July 5th, 1933 and Pettin' in the Park from the musical picture Gold Diggers of 1933. Al Boley was preceded by Frank Black and his orchestra in January of 1927 and A Tree in the Park. And we began this Park set of songs in 1930 with the Brox Sisters and the Rhythm Boys with Paul Whiteman's orchestra and A Bench in the Park from the King of Jazz.
Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s, this is Rapidly Rotating Records, Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and available anytime on demand online at RadioFreeWorld.com.
Last week, August 25th, marked the birth in 1933 in New York City of Regis Philbin. His broadcasting career began as a news and sports writer on KCOP-TV in Los Angeles before going on the air in San Diego. He achieved national fame as Joey Bishop's sidekick on The Joey Bishop Show and launched The Morning Show on WABC-TV in New York in 1983. Most recently, he was host of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? So here to celebrate Regis Philbin's birthday are some rapidly rotating records about millions, beginning with Teddy Hill and his orchestra.
A shilling or two, still I'm feeling like a million. And I want to get this over to you that I'm feeling like a million. Though I haven't got a villa, a dugout or bed, still I'm walking like a million. With my hat on the side of my head, what's this thing that I found, through the days that I plowed, is it you that's around? I get a crazy feeling I could jump up in the ceiling, cause I'm feeling like a million. Though I couldn't buy a collar, a necktie or gloves, still I'm feeling like a million. Is it you, is it me, must be love.
Needs it. What you heard?
If I had $1 million, I know just what I would do. I'd tie a string around the world and bring all of it to you. Those little things you whatever they may be, I have enough to pay for them all, COD. If I spent $1 million, I know I would never care, because as long as you were mine, I'd still be a millionaire. that's why I'm always dreaming, dreaming of what I would do. If I had $1 million for you, if I had $1 million, I know just what I would do. String around the world and bring all of it to you. Those little things you pray for, whatever they may be, I'd have enough to pay for. I'd have enough to pay for them all. COD. If I spent $1 million, I know I would never care. Because as long as you were mine, I'd still be a millionaire. That's why I'm always dreaming, dreaming of what I would do. If I had $1 million for you.
The Boswell sisters, Connie, Martha, and Vet, backed by Jimmy Greer in his orchestra, and If I Had $1 Million. If I Had $1 Million was written by a young Johnny Mercer and Paul Whiteman's arranger Matty Melnick, and is from the United Artists picture Transatlantic Merry-Go-Round, starring Nancy Carroll and Jack Benny. The Boswell sisters were preceded by Fats Waller and his rhythm and One in a Million, written by Sidney Mitchell and Lou Pollock, and recorded by Fats on Christmas Eve, 1936. We began that $1 million set with Teddy Hill and his orchestra, with Teddy Hill leading and playing saxophone, and the vocal by Bill Dillard, in I'm Feeling Like a Million, recorded May 17th, 1937. Well, we have time for one more from this past week in history. Here's Ted Fiorito and his Edgewater Beach Hotel with a Ted Fiorito composition, Then You've Never Been Blue, from August 24th, 1929.
Thank you. had to count a million sheep. Why, you've never been blue, never been blue. If you've never had to cry yourself to sleep, then you've never been blue. No, you've never been blue. I know I could go on laughing at trouble, plain trouble. But when it concerns the heart, that's when the pain grows double. Never worry about a little hurt or two. There's nothing at all bothering you. If you've never had a pal who stole your gal, then you've never, no, you've never been blue. I mean, you've never, never, never been blue.
I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. Thank you for your very kind attention.